You'd think that in the age of Spotify and Apple Music and SoundCloud that it would be hard for a song to just disappear. But it does happen. In Tennessee, one family has been credited with single-handedly preserving a trove of folk songs that otherwise would have vanished into oblivion. In the middle of last century, these old ballads, sung without musical accompaniment, fell out of fashion. Tony Gonzalez from member station WPLN in Nashville picks up the story from there.
A song can go extinct, lose track of the words, say if no one ever wrote them down, or the tune by which to sing them, and the oral tradition of passing down folk music becomes precarious. But one family, even singing amongst themselves in a remote area, can do a lot of good.
And I was going to sing you that odd little song.
This is Carmen Hicks McCord, age 63, part of an old-fashioned ballad-singing family.
Oh, the old sow rose up one morning, and she found herself and six pigs dead. She said, come, oh, my poorest little pigs, it's time for us to move our bed. Since death has come among us, here we cannot stay. Come, my poorest little pigs, it's time to move away. That's an odd song, isn't it?
She's practicing in her living room, about an hour west of Nashville, in front of Bob Fulcher, a legend in music preservation.
This piece from the Hicks is not known with this completeness anywhere in American folk song literature. I've never found another fragment of it, but the Hicks have it as this very strange lullaby.
In many ways, it embodies Carmen's remarkable upbringing in rural East Tennessee. It was one part hardscrabble farm life.
We finally did get running water. I think it was the year I was 10 or 11. But we usually had to heat it on the stove to wash the dishes.
And she lived a life of music, largely from her father, Bessford Hicks. He knew the words to hundreds of songs, many going back generations to the family's frontier days and back to Europe. Fulcher, as a young ranger at a state park, met the Hicks family in the late 1970s, realized all the words and tunes they knew, and began the urgent project of making field recordings.
Okay, let me just first off say this is, what, December the 9th, 1979. It's Bobby Fulcher, Dee and Delty Hicks, and Barbara.
Fulcher says there were a couple decades when likely no one else in America was singing these songs. But they survived because they were so ingrained into this family's everyday life. Like that lullaby. Carmen says her father would sing it before bed in the winter while warming a quilt over a coal stove.
He would sing that, and then he would wrap our feet in that blanket and carry us up where we didn't have any heat to put us to bed when we were little.
And that's how she'd learn, through repetition and through these memorable associations of this loving and sensitive father.
And if something was bothering you, he would know it. And he might put his arm across the back of your shoulders and sing to you then. You know, maybe a little nonsense rhyme or something. But I think that was part of his way of comforting us, too.
In her father's final year, he got some of the songs down on paper. One of them, in neat cursive, is called The Cumberland Land. It's also one of the few ever recorded by Bessford on a single cassette tape.
And I get chill bumps when I listen to it. So, I mean, I just still love the old music, and probably always have.
In sorrow, grief, and in trouble, too, you gave to me the parting hand, and you reached me safe in old Cumberland Land.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I cried.
Likely written in 1789, the song recounts explorers coming to Nashville, known then as the Cumberland Land.
Oh, I took the steering in my hand, and we steered our way to the Cumberland Land. But when we got here, it was ice and snow. It rained, it hailed, and the wind did blow, which caused us all for to weep and cry, thinking here with cold we all must die.
Fulcher beams as she sings.
A song that is only here because of the Hicks family, the only reason it's left, about the frontier Nashville, it's like an eyewitness account. It's like a news flash that's coming across here.
An old song, once hanging by a thread, but saved by a Tennessee family and one determined musicologist.
I was not aware that it was a rarity, but now I am, and I'm really glad that we've got it.
For Here and Now, I'm Tony Gonzalez in Nashville.
When we got here, it was ice and snow. It rained in hail, and the winds did blow, which caused a song for the weep and cry. Staying here, thank the Lord.